This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The Colorado delegation split along party lines today as the U.S. House gave final congressional approval to the Great American Outdoors Act. It will fill the coffers of the Land and Water Conservation Fund and address the maintenance backlog at national parks. Boulder Democrat Joe Neguse voted yay and says Colorado parks have benefited from the fund, which acquires and develops new public lands.
In my district alone, there have been 191 LWCF projects. Therefore, establishing permanent and full funding truly is critical.
The president says he will sign the bill into law. The coming winter may not be the snowiest for Colorado. NOAA says there's a 50% chance that winter weather phenomenon La Nina could bring higher than average temperatures and less snow. But NOAA cautions the predictions could change the closer we get to winter. It feels as though we're in a rainy season today. Heavy rain is forecast tonight for Grand Junction and Vail. There is a chance of thunderstorms along the Front Range, Denver, Boulder, and Colorado Springs and Pueblo. Overnight lows will be in the 60s, 40s in the mountains. Thunderstorms are possible tomorrow in the mountains and across the state. Highs in the 90s for the most part tomorrow, 70s in the mountains, and 95 to 100 on the western slope. And Denver has a very good chance of rain on Friday. Currently 91 in Denver, 70 in Vail. This is CPR News.